Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into something pretty unexpected today, how ancient practices can be surprisingly relevant to our modern lives.
Yeah, we're going to explore this fascinating world of the Levites, you know, a tribe in the Old Testament Book of Numbers, see if we can uncover any, like, timeless wisdom.
Okay, cool. So, for anyone who needs a quick refresher, who were the Levites exactly?
So, in ancient Israelite society, they were set apart. Not for farming or fighting, but for a really specific purpose.
Okay, yeah.
Assisting the priests in the tabernacle.
Right, the tabernacle being their central place of worship.
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting. Every single Levite male, from infancy to old age, was counted.
Wow.
And assigned a specific role. This wasn't just a job. It was like deeply ingrained in their identity.
Everyone had a role. That's incredible, it sounds like. A society that truly valued, like, the contributions of everyone.
Absolutely. That sense of belonging and purpose is something we often long for in our modern lives.
Yeah, totally. So tell me more about these roles. What kind of tasks did the Levites perform?
Well, they were divided into clans, each with very specific responsibilities. For example, the Gershonites. They were tasked with handling the tabernacle structure itself, you know, setting it up, taking it down, maintaining it.
The ultimate event planners.
You could say that. Then you had the Kohathites. They were responsible for caring for the sacred objects inside. We're talking about the Ark of the Covenant, the altar, all those ceremonial items. Their role was doubly symbolic and required a great deal of reverence and care.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't just about logistics. There was a spiritual element to their work.
Precisely. And finally, you had the Merarites. They managed the transportation of the tabernacle and all its components as the Israelites journeyed.
It sounds like an incredibly organized system. Each clan playing a crucial role in the functioning of the whole.
It was. This division of labor, assigning tasks based on skills and strengths, made sure everything ran smoothly, and each person felt ownership over their contribution.
It's fascinating how this ancient system mirrors many of our modern approaches to teamwork and project management.
It really does. We see the same principles, like delegation, specialization, accountability.
But there's more to it than just like practical organization,
yeah.
Right? There's a deeper significance to these roles.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They weren't just chosen for practical skills. They were chosen by God to represent all firstborn sons of Israel.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting. Can you unpack that a bit? Why were the Levites seen as representatives of the firstborn?
Well, in the ancient world, the firstborn son held a special status. They were considered consecrated to God, dedicated to serving him.
I see. So by choosing the Levites to serve in the tabernacle, God was essentially accepting their service as like a substitute for the service of all firstborn sons.
That's a great way to put it. It was a symbolic act of redemption. And this imbued their work with a profound spiritual significance. Even seemingly mundane tasks like carrying tent poles or polishing the altar became acts of service to God.
It's fascinating to consider how that mindset might have impacted their daily lives.
Imagine the sense of purpose and meaning they must have felt, knowing that every action, no matter how small, was a contribution to something larger than themselves.
Yeah. It makes you wonder if we could benefit from adopting a similar perspective in our own lives.
Perhaps that's one of the most powerful lessons we can glean from the Levites.
And there's more, isn't there? Tell me about this concept of accountability and honor within the Levite community.
Each Levite family was entrusted with a specific charge and held accountable for its fulfillment. No task was considered insignificant, and every detail mattered. There's actually a story in Numbers where some people, they were from a different tribe, approached the tabernacle, but with unauthorized offerings.
Mm.
And the Levites, well, they upheld their responsibility, you know, to protect the sacred space, and they intervened. Sadly, the situation ended tragically for those who disregarded the sanctity of the tabernacle.
Wow. That's a powerful example of how seriously they took their roles. It really highlights the weight of responsibility.
Yeah.
And the commitment to excellence that was like expected of them.
Exactly. And, you know, this dedication to their duties wasn't just about avoiding punishment. It stemmed from a deep sense of pride and integrity. They understood their work. It had a direct impact on their community's spiritual well-being.
It's almost like,
right?
Through their meticulous care and attention to detail, they were expressing their devotion to something greater than themselves.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to put it. And it's something we can all strive for in our own lives, regardless of like our profession or beliefs. It's about finding that purpose and meaning in what we do, recognizing that even the smallest tasks can contribute to something larger than ourselves.
It's like the old saying, chop wood, carry water. It's not just about the physical act. It's about the intention.
Yeah.
And the awareness behind it.
Precisely. Mm. And when we approach our work with that mindset, it transforms the mundane into something meaningful. It elevates our daily routines into acts of service, contributions to a greater good.
This is resonating with me so much. It's like a complete reframing of how we view our daily lives. Instead of seeing our jobs as just a means to an end, we can choose to see them as opportunities to contribute, to make a positive impact.
It's about shifting our perspective from what do I get from this to what can I give through this? It's a subtle change, but profound in mindset.
So how do we actually apply this ancient wisdom to our modern lives? It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, the deadlines and demands of our fast-paced world. How can we cultivate that same sense of purpose and dedication that the Levites embodied?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And there's no one-size-fits-all answer, but I think it starts with recognizing the inherent value in every task we undertake.
Even those, like, seemingly mundane tasks, like answering emails or filing paperwork.
Even those. It's about shifting our internal narrative. Instead of seeing those tasks as tedious chores, we can choose to see them as opportunities. You know, to practice diligence, to contribute to the smooth functioning of our team or organization.
So it's about finding meaning in the seemingly insignificant.
Exactly. And it goes beyond our professional lives. We can apply this same principle to our relationships, our communities, even our hobbies. It's about showing up fully, with intention and purpose, in every aspect of our lives.
It's about approaching everything we do as an act of service, a contribution to something larger than ourselves. Whether it's caring for our families, volunteering in our communities, or simply offering a kind word to a stranger, every action has the potential to make a difference.
And when we embrace that perspective, it can transform our lives in profound ways.
It's about finding that sense of fulfillment. That comes from knowing that we're living a life of purpose, a life that matters.
And who knows? Maybe that's the secret to a more joyful and meaningful existence.
I think you're right. It's about finding that spark of joy in the everyday, that sense of connection to something greater than ourselves.
And perhaps in doing so, we can create a world where every task, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant, is imbued with a sense of purpose and reverence.
So to bring it back to the Levites, what can we learn from their example of dedicated service and collaborative effort? What can we take away from their story and apply to our own lives today?
I think the Levites' example, it offers us a powerful reminder. True fulfillment comes not from seeking personal gain or recognition, but from dedicating ourselves to something larger than ourselves.
It's about finding that sense of purpose and meaning in our daily lives, recognizing that even the smallest tasks can contribute to something beautiful and significant.
It's a message that resonates just as strongly today as it did thousands of years ago.
It really does. And I think that's a beautiful note to end on. So much of our modern world feels focused on, you know, individual achievement and ambition. But the Levites, they remind us that there's a different path, a path that prioritizes service and collaboration.
A path that finds meaning and purpose in contributing to something larger than ourselves.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one key takeaway you hope our listeners will, like, walk away with?
I think it's the idea that every task, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant, it has the potential to be meaningful. It all depends on the intention and awareness we bring to it.
It's about seeing those everyday tasks, not as chores, but as opportunities for service, contributions to something greater.
Exactly. And when we adopt that mindset, we can transform our entire experience of life.
Yeah. It's a powerful shift in perspective. And I have to say, this deep dive has given me a lot to think about.
I'm glad to hear that. It's always fascinating to explore these ancient stories and see how they connect to our modern lives.
Well, you've certainly given us a lot to ponder. So to our listeners out there, if you're feeling lost or uninspired, if you're searching for meaning in your daily life, remember the Levites.
Remember their dedication to their calling, their commitment to excellence, and their understanding that even the most ordinary tasks can be infused with purpose and meaning.
And maybe, just maybe, by embracing that ancient wisdom, we can find a path to a more fulfilling and meaningful life.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you.
Until next time, keep diving deep.